You're listening to Brand, the marketing show with your hosts, Thomas Sterling.
But now's the time. Giddy up and go.
And Veronica St. Cyr.
So on brand, I will take it.
An unfiltered conversation on brand strategy.
That's where the best work happens.
Marketing trends.
They're keeping it relevant.
And emerging technology.
$1 billion. That's when you know you made it.
You're excited.
I'm pumped.
All right, let's kick things off.
What's up, everyone? Today on the show, we're talking about two brands that sold a system, a reason for being, a assemble-it-yourself type of approach where everybody gets to personalize and have their own story and connection with the product. What are your thoughts on this, V?
Well, first, I love that we're both repping Massachusetts today and enjoying a very Massachusetts beer from our friends at Arlington Brew Co.
Hey, cheers.
This is one of my favorite beers. If you're listening,
really?
Arlington Brew Co. Love you. Yeah, love it.
How much did they pay you to say that?
Nothing. They could pay me in beer, though, if you're listening. So today in 2025, we are talking about what we can learn from two brands that went beyond the product. They focused on, whether it was intentionally always or unintentionally, on how they can give consumers a blueprint where half the blueprint can get thrown out the fucking window. And they can use their own creativity to remix it. So really what we're talking about in essence is two delivery systems turned into two story systems.
See, you say they went past the product. Some could say they made the product and then they disassembled it and sent it to you.
Also, they didn't even get to the full product.
So you could then build it.
What do I work for? I'm on the clock right now, is what you're saying? Great. Okay.
And with that, let's get into it.
It's showtime.
Well, I'm back. I feel real good about myself, you know what I mean? So, without further delay.
Woo! So, Lego versus IKEA. What's it going to be?
I'm going to take Lego.
Which assembly required are you feeling today?
Lego. So I'm giving you IKEA. Good luck with the instructions.
Oh, thank you. All right, IKEA, a brand that some know for the lovely, delicious meatballs in the food court.
Yes.
If you make it that far, and they make you make it that far.
Smash meatballs.
Because you snake around through the entire store just to find the one thing that you want, leaving with maybe ideally way more than you bargained for. Shareholder value. Founded in Sweden in 1940, the entire business model really was around this concept of democratized design. So function, affordability, quality. Their flat pack system, in a lot of ways, was revolutionary, and in their ways, refreshing this concept. They think of it also as a system for sustainability.
Beautiful.
So not only can you create it and ship it in a very efficient fashion, but when you're done with it, you can disassemble it and take it somewhere else, sometimes to a new home. I know a lot of people say IKEA, build it once, you can never really recreate it again because people have trouble putting it back together. And a lot of people say it's disposable furniture. So just pushing on that. Some people have that perspective, but in a lot of ways, they systematize the design and people celebrate it. People love it. In fact, my feed is filled with all sorts of people talking about how they've repurposed IKEA. They've done an IKEA hack in order to utilize it for something else. Custom bookcases, all sorts of other things around the home to really take advantage of it. And they celebrate the accidental hack, which we'll talk about a little bit. More than anything, though, there's really like a lifestyle around it and tremendous loyalty, the IKEA family that in so many ways has brought consumers in. People love or hate, probably more love than hate, IKEA. So why are you taking Lego?
Lego, did we know this was founded around the same time in the early 30s in Denmark?
Very close.
Right? The Scandinavian energy today is just out. That was accidental. The Lego system is built on a non-negotiable principle, which is the physical consistency of the brick has not changed since 1958. Can we just...
Have they talked about changing the brick?
No. They've talked about intentionally not changing the brick. And I have to say, in our capitalist hellscape, which we all reside in...
Dongles.
done. Yes, exactly. Every year, it feels like the charger port's changing, the headphone jack's going away.
For your benefit.
This is no longer compatible with this. Everything is like, get the new thing, throw the old thing out. Let's create another trash heap we can send to space as long as we're maximizing shareholder value, right? I'm reeling it in today and keeping my my opinion and my cards close to my chest, clearly. But it's like this incredible antithesis of allowing people, not only children and adults, to build and build and build because the brick, again, hasn't changed. They've said it hasn't changed in the past 50 years and we're not seeing it's going to change in the next 50. But they're so much more than a toy company. They've become an entertainment company, right? The Lego Movie, incredible.
Brilliant brand
movie. So good. As a side note, if anyone is interested in like the How I Built This entrepreneurial kind of persistence that it takes to launch such an incredible brand, the story of Ole Christensen, who founded Lego, is a fantastic tale that will scratch that itch for you. It is all about how he just, every single thing that could have gone wrong, the Great Depression, factory burned down twice. His supplier like backed out on him quite a few times. You know, he even stumbled upon the name Lego by combining two Danish words and then discovered after that the Latin word Lego actually meant to assemble. Like, you know, I'm not saying that there's a higher power, but someone wanted him to succeed, but he just persisted. Their typical storytelling has been all about this modular, again, flexible system. It can be adapted into anything. And something that is so special and central to their brand is the idea of formalizing co-creation. They actively harvest consumer creativity through, which usually when you think of harvest, you think of harvesting data and it's bad.
But harvesting in a lot of ways.
Harvesting just doesn't sound great.
Weird.
It just doesn't sound good. And so they harvest, probably come up with a better verb for that, consumer creativity through something called Lego Ideas, which is when they take fan design sets and make them official products. We think about this, you see it in software development sometimes where a community will put an idea forward, the community will vote on it, and then they build it into the next release, kind of similar energy. And then they have their adult fan of Lego community, which makes the consumer almost a partner in research and development. So without needing to pay a focus group or pay for more research and development, you're kind of actively letting the people who are purchasing your product and who are fans of it, loyal consumers, aid in that process of its innovation, which is just fantastic. But all of this wouldn't have happened without a key insight that is so fitting for our topic today. And it's told directly from Lego on an awesome YouTube video I recommend checking out called The Lego Story, How It All Started. And we brought a clip.
On a business trip to England, Gottfried met the head of a big shopping center on his way home. They discussed the toy industry, and the conversation would be very important to the future of Lego.
Darn this industry. I just think that toys are no good nowadays.
What do you mean? I think they're working very well.
Oh, they work fine, sure. But there's no system in anything.
System?
System? There isn't any system.
What in the world are you doing, Gottfried?
There isn't any system. The toys need an idea and a system built around it. I want to put system into play. Children have only been offered ready-made solutions. They need something different that will strengthen their imagination and creativity.
So you're trying to put Lego into a system?
Spoiler alert, if you do watch that video, it doesn't have the same production value as the Lego Movie by a long shot.
Yeah, and it feels like it was like Pee-wee where it was like, the word of the day is system. Ah! I think they said it 27 times, which is great for us doing a systems-based episode as a systems-based agency.
I mean, this does not feel like a 100-year-old brand. They're going to celebrate, in 2032, 100 years?
Yeah, wow.
They have stayed modern, stayed fresh. And from a performance standpoint, because you do like to talk about that on the show, Lego had such a strong moment during COVID. A lot of brands at that time did. Then they had some slumps and they've been fighting their way back. They've been focused on staying relevant, staying in front of people. IKEA, similarly, like, has had some interesting times. Obviously, housing crisis and some other challenges, affordability in general. Mm-hmm. So people not buying as many homes, you're not selling as much IKEA products, but they also have kept their transparent pricing and their value. And so they've had tremendous loyalty and in so many ways have been sort of a steady Eddie, if you will. People love IKEA. They love the concept of I guess the biggest thing is this IKEA effect. You take the time to build something and then there's some pride of ownership. So, yeah. So that they have going for them. And in a lot of ways, people get crazy over what they can do that's sort of almost like off-label prescription type stuff. Taking something and then repurposing it, using for something else. The IKEA hack.
The hack.
People go crazy for that.
This custom looking built-in entrance closet, under $300. This space-saving entry organizer started with a $10 IKEA picture ledge. Today, I'm sharing my absolute favorite 10 IKEA hacks for small space storage.
All that hype seriously benefits IKEA because people are constantly remarketing their product, talking about what they've done with it and putting it out there, and that sells.
And what's awesome about this is the most popular hacks give the IKEA product designers feedback in real time. They can address like any functionality gaps, unmet consumer needs. It's almost like creating a free massive R&D lab, again, that you don't have to pay for. They're paying you, which is so similar to Lego. Getting back into Lego, Lego, no stranger to the brand collab.
Mm.
I think like anything you can think of, there's probably a Lego of it or a Lego set of it. I can't think of a brand that has woven themselves into culture more and had more successful product or brand partnerships based on interests, other toys, TV, video games, movies. You have Lego Star Wars. You have your favorite TV show. There's probably Lego characters of. Shout out Stranger Things. The new Lego Formula One racing line. Formula One doing a lot to promote the races right now. And I am getting a lot of ads for the Lego Formula One set. I guess I give off the data I'm a Lego Formula One racing kind of guy. That's fine. So did you know this, Tom? There is actually a Lego IKEA brand collab.
You know, when you mentioned it earlier, I had to scratch my head for a second and then way, way back there, this news.
You got a big head, so a lot of scratching.
Oh, there it is. There it is. I remember this. It seemed at the time like something kind of funny. These two brands having so much in common.
And it makes, I mean, they're a Nordic country, right? They kind of have their same Scandinavian roots, but it's so much more than that. This Bygglek line, and yes, it's Bygglek, comes from the Swedish.
Oh my God, the IKEA names are the best.
I love it.
They're so
It's from
good.
The Swedish words build, byga, and play, Leica. And it's basically a collaboration where you can only buy it in IKEA stores, and they're different modular storage containers for Legos that allow kids, or also adults, but looks like they're more for kids or really parents, to encourage kids to put their Legos away by making the cleanup and storage fun, which taps into such an incredible cultural shared experience that stepping on a Lego is the worst pain you can have in this lifetime.
Oh, God. Any kids' toys on the floor.
But the Lego, come on. So such a smart, brand collaboration. You love to see it.
So with that, let's talk some ad creative. I want to talk about one recent campaign from IKEA. This is a campaign that was actually launched in Australia and went out over 31 markets. The concept and the campaign slogan is, do try this at home.
Warning, do try this at home.
And this is a montage of scenes of people at home. People are playing video games. People are rolling things through different rooms. And prices are flashing across. Really, the concept here is to celebrate the idea that home is not an expense. It's a driver of happiness. And this coming out when in so many worlds, we're hearing about a cost of living crisis. We're talking about how fundamentals cost more than they used to. And IKEA is, like we talked about before, really facing the punch. Not as many homes are being sold. And when you don't move, you don't buy as much furniture. But they're celebrating the moments that happen at home. And obviously playing on this, do not do try this at home.
The glitch there is so good. talking about some Lego creative more recently. The Tom Holland short film out of Lego was talked about a lot. Talked about because it got some pushback for using AI, but if we look at it just for the story and the creative output, it's very well produced. Tom Holland, who, you know, has cross-generational appeal given his role in Marvel, he is basically seen in an ad where he's filming something and a director's like, stop playing. And it just doesn't sit well with him. And he's like, we should never stop playing. We should play a little bit of the ad.
Let's do it.
Stop playing. That doesn't really make sense to me.
Cut!
Why would anyone stop playing?
That's a great ad.
It is a great ad.
It's a great ad.
You see Tom Holland, who's like such a lovable actor, and they transform him
into a lot of interesting
a lot of folks.
Settings.
A corporate CEO, a gallery owner, an elderly gardener. He becomes a Lego at one point, and every transition is him clicking two pieces together to kind of change the scene. It's imaginative, and it is emotional about how it's not like buy our bricks, right? Buy our logos. It's keep playing, keep building the world around you. And Lego continues to innovate. They even, I just found this out in doing research for this episode. You know, you can make custom mosaics of like people or like pictures, your dog, and then you can like give that as a gift and you can build like your own picture out of Legos. Yeah.
That's awesome.
What will they think of next? So if we had to talk about any other brands operationalizing play and creativity, what would we talk about, Thomas?
Snapchat. Or TikTok, both in a lot of ways rolled out systems and tools for user-generated content, whether it's sound effects in the background, filters, effects. That's how things go viral. All of a sudden, you have a new TikTok song, a dance, etc. All of that happens because of a system. So in so many ways, we're creating a place for creativity to live within those constraints.
Yeah, love that. Speaking of constraints, Warby Parker, the home try-on system, technically, if you think about it, is built around a logistical constraint, which is buying glasses online kind of sucks. So their home try-on box is a system that puts the product development, the frames that fits your face, into the consumer's hands. The box is the canvas, the consumer is the model, and the decision maker, and it turns what is usually a retail chore into a more personalized experience where, hey, you never have to leave your house. Nintendo is another great example of this. It has built its empire on a modular creativity from the Mario Maker to the, even the portability of the Switch console where you can like take it on the go. You can plug it in and play in, on your TV. You can invite people and the pieces of the handles become the Joy-Con controllers. Incredible. The games are also sandboxes. The hardware and invites experimentation, and their signature line is play, create, and share.
Very nice.
Very nice.
And now for something completely different.
So if we had to put this to work, first would be identify your Lego or IKEA moment. What does that look like? Maybe it's your customer onboarding experience, your self-serve platform, your app. What do your customers have the ability to either build on their own in their unique image or bend your brand to their will? When done right, it can actually be additive to the process for your customer to have that IKEA effect, some assembly required where they get to put their stamp on it. Next would be embrace the blueprint, not just the product. Stop designing the product as finished objects. Design them as modular starter kits that can encourage customers to take that next creative step. For executives, ask, what's the next chapter that gives our customer an opportunity to put their own stamp on things? And then last would be systematize the accident. IKEA has created a community around hacks and different ways that they can customize the experience for how they're doing it. Lego has created a store universe. And when you do that and you create community, that has huge brand effects in today's systematized world.
I am Batman.
You're not Batman.
I'm Lego Batman.
Nobody cares about Lego Batman.
Ask your kids if they care.
So if you had to take anything away from the show today, Veronica, what would it be?
I would say the genius of both these brands is they let the customer do the work, right? IKEA makes you assemble the furniture, Lego makes you assemble the story, and sweat equity means you give a little bit more of a shit about what you made in the end. And that's smart.
Mine would be smart people said, build it and they will come. And my feedback is disassemble it and they will have more fun. And with that, we're out, folks.
Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, smash the subscribe button or listen wherever you get your podcasts. We're out of here.